You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Joe Biden, speaking from the same room in the White House where President George W. Bush launched the so-called War on Terror 20 years ago, has announced U.S. troops are to be withdrawn from Afghanistan.
I've concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home. When I came to office, I inherited a diplomatic agreement duly negotiated between the government of the United States and the Taliban that all U.S. forces would be out of Afghanistan by May 1, 2021, just 3 months after my inauguration. That's what we inherited, that commitment. It's perhaps not what I would have negotiated myself, but it was an agreement made by the United States government, and that means something. So in keeping with that agreement, and with our national interest, the United States will begin our final withdrawal, begin it on May 1 of this year.
The president said in 2001 they had a clear objective and a just cause to root out al-Qaeda and prevent further terrorist attacks. He says that's been achieved and it's time to move on.
That only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to lead their country, and that more and endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government. I believed that our presence in Afghanistan should be focused on the reason we went in the first place, to ensure Afghanistan would not be used as a base from which to attack our homeland again. We did that. We accomplished that objective. I said, among with others, we'd follow Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell if need be. That's exactly what we did. And we got him.
Veteran Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the president is making a mistake. He says America finds itself in a very precarious situation. He says the worst possible outcome is to pull up and leave and hope that things will turn out well. He points out that didn't happen in Iraq, and he doesn't expect it to happen in Afghanistan.
The result of this decision today by President Biden is this cancel and insurance policy that, in my view, would prevent another 9/11, because I believe with all my heart and soul, after 50-something trips to the region, that a few thousand Americans watching over there would make it hard for al-Qaeda and ISIS to reorganize to hit us over here.
But analyst Brian Katulis, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, believes that Americans on both sides of the political divide will probably greet the move with relief.
But I suspect Biden's speech will be received with a warm welcome from Democrats and Republicans, from Americans across the aisle, because they're sort of looking at this conflict and wondering why we're still there. And part of that is related to the lack of clear results. We've spent a lot of time and money there. Many people lost their lives. The other thing is just it doesn't fit within our national narrative right now in the way that it did post 9/11.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also believes now is the right time for the U.S. to pull out. He paid tribute to U.S. troops who, he says, made possible economic, civil and political progress, and that the Afghan people are ready to be in charge of their own destiny from now on.
Today, the Afghan people police their own streets. They defend their own interest. They elect their own leaders, many of whom are women. They send their children to school. And they own and operate more private enterprises than ever before. There is still too much violence, to be sure. And we know the Taliban still will seek to reverse some of this progress. And that is why we support wholeheartedly the diplomatic efforts ongoing to achieve a negotiated and political settlement that the Afghan people themselves endorse.
But Madihi Afzal, who's a fellow in the foreign policy program at the Brookings Institution, is not so sure that the hard-won improvements of the last 20 years will survive a U.S. troop withdrawal.
The Taliban, which has been a stubborn insurgency throughout and is in a far better position now than it was years ago, But if we don't guarantee a peace deal between the Taliban and the Kabul government or make progress towards it, then those gains that we made, you know, the democratic government, the gains for women and children, those all go away as well. So anything that we achieved, you know, frustrating as it has been over the last 20 years, is threatened by a precipitous withdrawal.
And a former senior leader from one of America's key allies in Afghanistan, Britain, is uncertain what will happen once the US leaves. General Sir Richard Barons, the ex-commander of UK Joint Forces Command, believes that in the autumn, when the Americans have left and much of NATO has also left, the Taliban will ramp up their armed disputes with the Afghan government and expect to prevail.
I think so. The problem is actually nobody really knows. So the certainty that we have, which is that 2,500 US forces will withdraw in September, creates a big question over the future of the peace process, the security of the current Afghan government, and the resilience of the Afghan national security forces to carry on.
And General Barron says while the wars that were caused by the 9/11 terror attacks are still relevant, they are much less relevant than they were.
We all now have to address the world that we're really going to live in, which will be dominated by the rise of China, however that works out. And as China rises and the US and the rest of us come to terms with that, we're going to have to wrestle with how climate change and population growth destabilize really large and important parts of the world. And the combination of those two things are really going to need the attention, not just of the US, but also of NATO, as NATO has started to say in its own documents, and that this is a really different time for us.
A senior White House official says the September withdrawal date is an absolute deadline that won't be affected by security conditions in Afghanistan. Alan Lee, SBS News.